Well, we're approaching the nest that we are going to be performing egg depredation, and what we generally do is locate it, mark it down on a map as to where it's at, identify the stages of where the eggs are along in the incubation process, take account there happens to be 6 eggs in this nest, nice size nest, about 2 feet across, made out of bark mulch, all lined with the down feathers of her breast. She starts sitting on the nest as soon as all the eggs are laid, and that's how we know the process has begun. Each egg is marked, and what we are going to do is coat them with corn oil, as that's what they say we need to do. Okay, she's going to float test them just to see the stage, how long they are in the process. Then we'll be marking them and coating oil on them and letting them sit there as long as we can during the 28 days of her normal incubation process. So Carla's walking over the pond and just seeing how far it is. And it is on the bottom of the pond, which means its incubation has just begun. If you opened up that egg, it would look no different than if you opened up an egg out of a grocery store. That's the timing we want to catch all these nests at. So the process is oiling each of the eggs, marking them, putting them back in the nest, and we'll be back probably in about 10 days or so just to see if she's maybe one did break and she lays another one, just to check the staging. And then within about 3.5-4 weeks, everything's going to be removed and buried, as that's state law.